From Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, dude.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spittle, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Ooh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University, Beers with the Brewers.
Well, hey all you Land-Grant beer drinkers, welcome to Beers with the Brewers, the official podcast of the Land-Grant Brewing Company. I'm Mark Richards, and also on Beers with the Brewers this week we have Dan Schaefer.
Ahoy, and also I really enjoy the thought that there's a bunch of unofficial Land-Grant podcasts out there.
There might be some, I don't know, I mean...
Accept no imitations.
I hear Land-Grant is really big in pirate radio land.
Pat's Pints has been pretty strong on Land-Grant lately. So also on the podcast, we've got Walt Tiki's.
How's it going? Yeah, I wouldn't put it past Justin Reich to have his own underground secret podcast.
Oh, he's on a New Year's Eve podcast coming up on Pat's Pints soon. So also Adam Benner in the house.
Hello.
What is going up, fellas?
I'm just having a beer. Not only does this beer smell good, it tastes good, too.
Oh, it does. Yeah. And the beer on the show this week is the sum of all parts of our Lonely Hops Club single hop pale ale. Get the whole band together for a four-piece combo called All Together.
Now.
Yep. As all the label now. Says, the time for soloing is over.
No more soloing.
All together now, though.
What did I say?
All together.
Yeah.
Now.
Now.
All together. Like the Beatles.
All together. Now.
Rallying cry.
Like that, yeah, you have to have a pause first. Not.
Those great not. Now.
Well, hey, four bullet points on this one. Juicy, tropical, stone fruit, and hazy. And if you had all the single hops, you already know what hops are in it. But Dan's going to tell us all about that. Dan, do you have any taco or chili pairings this week? It's definitely taco season now with this weather.
Also chili weather, you could be argued. just throwing that out there.
Not.
I don't know. Do the... I think sort of the mango habanero taco, maybe al pastor. I think that's the power play here. Chili, I don't know. You want to do some crazy like stone fruit white chili? That might be the way to go.
What you putting in that?
Some recipes for the. I've seen some recipes where you throw
just
some stone, peaches,
just pears, and mayonnaise.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Mayonnaise.
It's white.
What's mayonnaise in their chili?
I was just trying to think of something white that's food.
That's Alabama style, right?
That's Alabama barbecue sauce right there.
Yeah, you just bowl of Alabama barbecue sauce and throw some pears and some peaches in there and warm it up. That's chili.
Okay.
Nailed it. That's a great recipe. I'm writing that down right now.
Yeah. It's a one pot recipe, yeah. Save on dishes.
Would that be an instant pot, Walt?
Yeah, you should use a microwave for that one.
Okay. Well, we still have delivery and carry out at Land Grant Brewing Company, doing a lot of that lately, so get your orders in. Right now we've got an Oh Sure mixed holiday glass bundle, so you get a bundle of beer, four different beers paired with two Oh Sure can-shaped pint glasses.
And Mark, you're underselling that. That's not two beers. That's 24 beers, six each of four different beers.
Oh,
that's a full case of beer.
That's a valid point, yes.
There's many numbers, it boggles the mind.
Four times six. Adam, what's that on your abacus over there?
24, right there, bam.
Nailed it.
Classic case of beer there. Yeah, and I think, alongside the, you know, we are delivering beer in the Columbus area. If you live in Ohio, we will gladly ship you some beer. If you live outside Ohio, we'll gladly ship you some merch or whatever you like. And we got tons of t-shirts, hats, dog collars, picnic blankets, all kinds of stuff on the website that I bet someone you know would like for Christmas. So go on there and buy some stuff. and we'll get it to you. Or you just come in and pick it up if you prefer. Related to that, you know, we were going to have that holiday market, which we had to cancel because of the state of the COVID emergency. But we had a lot of really great vendors lined up for that. It was a bummer that we had to shutter that idea this year and punt to next year. But if you want to support those good people and those good small businesses, head over to the Land Grant Brewing website and head to the holiday market page. And we've got little blurbs up there about all those businesses that we're going to set up in our holiday market, and with all the relevant links, so you can get out there and shop local from them and support them this holiday season. And we'll leave it up after the holidays too if you want to buy a Valentine's Day gift or something. But how's that weather?
Snowy for a second. Dreaming of a white Christmas now, right?
The sun is reflecting off my neighbor's lawn and hitting me just right in the eye. It is bright outside because of this sunshine and snowy ground.
Mm. Well, how about that all together now, Dan, that we are drinking this very moment, making Walt feel better?
I will not take credit for the idea for this. I think this was an Adam joint. Suggested that we throw together all of the hops from our Lonely Hops Club series, coming in at the same 5.8% ABV, 45 IBUs this time. I originally kind of futzed around with trying to mess with the ratios of this, but looking at the relative intensities of all the hops, I thought, why don't we just do 1-1-1-1? So that's what we did. Same standard malt bill that we do for all of our Lonely Hops Clubs. I think the caramel oats pop more on this. I'm getting kind of a Quaker Oats thing off the nose. Our typical Craftmaster blend out of our silo, and some gold pills provide some bit of breadiness. But our band is Cashmere, probably on vocals. We'll go with Simcoe on lead guitar. Eldorado's the quiet one, so we'll say bass and rhythm guitar, and Denali on drums.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, I was thinking Eldorado in that rhythm section as well.
Mm-hmm. But it's very cool how you definitely get each element of the hops in this. The Cashmere sticks out for me, that tangerine and woody coconut. You know, Cashmere is a bit of a bully. It can sort of dominate a hop blend. But also the Simcoe, getting some nice grapefruit, a bit dank, little apricot, Eldorado, sort of that sweet candy that it adds to everything, and Denali with its sort of earthy and pineapple there on the finish. I don't know if it's just wishful thinking or what. They all just kind of fortuitously worked really well together.
Mm-hmm. And,
now, visually, this one is not as opaque as some of our other hazy pills have been. It's more on the hazier side of a wheat beer. But nonetheless juicy. And actually, this one has a really frothy head on it, which is nice.
Yeah, it's got some staying power, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think going to what kind of Dan led off with there, I mean, I think people ask us a lot if the beer name or the recipe or whatever comes first in the beer development process. And I'd say most of the time the recipe, or at least the idea for the recipe or the style, comes first. But this was one where it was definitely, I think Adam was wondering aloud what it would look like if we've probably done three of them at that point, Lonely Hops Club beers. And it was, you know, what would it look like if we had all four of the band members next to each other in sort of a Sgt. Pepper's-esque lineup. And then, of course, it was like, well, you know, how can you get a beer to the point where we need to put all four of them on a can? And it was just fairly like, well, let's throw all these hops together and see what it tastes like. And yeah, I think it definitely came together nicely.
I agree. I think, like we said, you didn't know how necessarily they'd play together, but this turned out to be a fantastic beer. I opened my can just before we started 10 minutes ago, and I'm almost down to needing another one. So,
yeah, I'm at about shoulder level on these guys. Getting low.
A lot of lace on this glass and not enough beer in the bottom of it. Already.
If only there was another one.
Yeah, so I got a question for you.
How crushable is
it? Quarantine edition.
Ooh, boy. COVID time, stay-at-home order, or at least stay-at-home advisories are kicking in hard, but I'm a six crusher.
And we're fully snowed in here. There's a pandemic. There's no way I'm leaving the house anytime soon. Yeah, a six crusher for sure. I mean, it's under 6%, so nothing too crazy ABV-wise. I think it's a six. Sure tastes like a six.
Yeah, so what do you think, Dan?
I was going to say five, but I'm all about the peer pressure, so I'm thinking six.
Your arms twisted. I think you said one time, Dan, a few weeks ago, the first one that says the crushability wins.
That's true.
And everybody just falls in line. Yeah, just like
be too far off. Well, I think we say a lot. We do record the podcast, unless we're doing a live episode, Wednesday afternoons. And it's 3 o'clock, a little after, almost four, on a Wednesday. And I'm watching an NFL football game.
Oh, really? Weird.
Yeah, the Steelers and the Ravens are on currently. Live.
Why did I mean? I get that they had to move it to a Wednesday, but why would they play it in the afternoon?
Because NBC is showing the tree lighting ceremony at Rockefeller Center tonight.
Ratings bonanza. I'm
that
sure
is higher ratings than their NFL football game.
That's wild.
So it's more important, I guess. So with that, it feels like a Sunday, I guess. And I'm gonna round it out with that unanimous six crusher.
Bam.
There
bam,
it
bam.
Is.
Got
and
it.
I guess I didn't mention drinking out of, and Dan and Walt, I don't know if we, I guess we forgot to distribute. Thanks to a loyal listener of the podcast, my mom, Denise Benner, sent in a Christmas gift to the Beers with the Brewers podcast, arrived yesterday, and it is a four-set pint glass of Seinfeld. Festivus.
Oh, yeah. Thank
you. Now,
oh, nice.
It's addressed to Beers with the Brewers. So.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thanks for that. We accept all gifts Seinfeld-related here.
Absolutely.
At the podcast. You can just send all your gifts to 424 West Town Street, Ohio, 43215. Or you don't have to send a gift. You know, we always enjoy the snail mail letters. If you do have a question, I think we don't have a question from a listener this week, but go ahead and submit that question on Instagram, Facebook.
Yeah.
Send us that snail mail.
If you go to landgrantbrewing.com/LGU, which is where this podcast lives on our website, you can not only find a question form for this website or for this podcast, but you can also find the first episode of the Emmy-winning, I'm sure, series, Drinks with Dan. We put Dan in front of the camera and had him talk about himself, and he loved every second of it, and now it is available for you to watch on our website or our YouTube or our Instagram, what is it called? What do they call that? Instagram TV or Instagram stream?
IGTV.
Whatever that's called. IGTV? Yeah, whatever that thing is. You know better than I do. Click on that and go listen to Dan. First episode is about his brewing background, and second one's going to be about Osher. So go check that out, too. If you like this podcast, you will like that short little video series.
Absolutely.
And you get to find out.
It's like this, but with more of my face.
Exactly.
Yeah. All my face. Yeah. Just Dan.
Oh, it's just it's media icon, Dan Schaefer.
Just me doing Blue Steel the whole time.
Well, if you do ask a question for a listener while you're on that page, we'll send you a gift. So you ask a question, and next time you're at Tap Room, get a free T-shirt, which isn't bad.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah. And, you know, we kind of touched on earlier and just want to reiterate, as you're shopping this holiday season, go check out the Land Grant virtual winter market, as most things in 2020. Everything's now virtual, so a lot of really good local Columbus businesses that you can support during this holiday season. And then also talking about virtual, here's a little breaking news.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is top secret.
Top secret.
Is that a solid verbal reference?
Uh-huh.
It is a solid
Indeed
verbal.
It is.
All right. Shout out to the solid verbal. I'm sure
we are doing the test tonight. If you were a participant in the Land-Grant Euchre Leagues in the past, I was trying to figure, Mark, would this be the seventh year? I think we did it the first year.
This would be the seventh year. Sadly, though, the first virtual year.
So, yeah.
Hopefully the last, too.
We're going to move the Euchre League to virtual. We think we have a really good setup. We'll be mixing in Zoom and then an online Euchre service. Don't sign up if you are a dishonest person and plan to text your partner, because what fun is that? But
Adam, now you already gave everybody a way to cheat
figure out that you could text someone while you're on a video chat, then maybe you're probably not going to cheat. I don't know.
That's right. I would never think to do this.
Anyway, so we're going to have a special Euchre. Euchre delivery pack or pickup pack that you'll get some cool stuff to go along with your case of beer. We're going to run it probably for three separate four-week sessions.
Yeah.
And more details to come, but keep a lookout. If you were in the Euchre League in the past, you should be getting an email from us in the next few days. And if you're not, we'll have the details up on the website. So.
That's
so,
right.
All right. As someone who's been banned from Euchre competition, not for cheating, but for pure ineptitude and unfamiliarity with the game, I thought that you were like supposed to cheat at Euchre.
There are things you could do in a table setting that may not be considered cheating, although aren't necessarily going in turn. But we don't encourage that even at the tap room.
Okay.
Because so everybody needs to just be on a level all the time. If you're playing amongst friends, you might steal the deal and when it's somebody else's deal. Yeah. Something
it's
like that.
It's like baseball where there's these rules that aren't really rules, but if you don't know all the rules and you do the wrong one, someone's going to like...
That's right.
Baseball at your head.
But yeah, in the Land-Grant Euchre Club, we have always kept it on the level at all times and do not encourage cheating. And you know, when a Kilsch tension team is playing, you really don't need cheating anyway.
Don't even need to cheat.
Hell no.
No.
All right.
Kilsch brothers need no reason either. Yeah.
I'm just going to continue to abstain from Euchre, but we'll be bummed that I won't be able to steal my traditional Monday 5:30 slice of pizza out when I'm heading out the door.
Yeah, that is a drawback.
Yeah, the staff has got to be in shambles. That was everyone got to eat on Monday night.
Yeah, it was free dinner for 11 weeks. It wasn't bad.
Well, we're going to talk to our pizza friends, see what they can do. Probably not going to be free pizza, but probably some coupons for people that are participating in the Euchres.
Oh, so, yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, it's exciting. Try to do some fun stuff. I mean, might be not in the tap room, but hey, in due time, we'll be back.
Next week on Beers with the Brewers, we're going to be talking about a new winter wheat we're releasing called Frozen Grove.
Spice wheat with orange, the fruit, not the color.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess we'll find out what that spice with next week. And until then, everybody have a great week, and thanks for listening. Party on, Adam.
Beers, Brewers.
Party on, Walt and Dan.
Yeah. Tip your delivery drivers.
Yeah, tip everyone like 40% until further notice. Everybody out there.
Even not at Land Grant. You know, keep your favorite pizza shop and favorite Chinese restaurant. Every little neighborhood dive you hit. And go up to the Oak, get a sub. Tip it up.
Everybody. Yeah. If you can afford it.
And end scene.
Good night and party on.
Party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth.
Okay. I'm not quite...